Tammy, you've said it a lot, knowing me as long as you have, that just weird, unusual things happen to me that I should document.
You
might
really
make,
should.
Might make an interesting book someday. I think it's a good thing.
It's a good thing. It makes you very interesting.
So this happened to me, and I've got absolutely no explanation.
Okay.
I'm completely in the dark. I, since I was a sophomore in high school, have had a retainer, a metal piece behind my lower teeth.
Yes.
I have to have it there or my teeth move.
Mm-hmm.
I got up in the middle of the night, went to go, you know, do what men do in the middle of the night, got a glass of water. Something felt weird. Something feels different. I can't put my finger on it. But then it hits me. My retainer's gone. It's not there. I have no idea where it is. I just know that it's gone. I'm rubbing the back of my teeth right now with my tongue. It's not there.
You ate it.
Somehow, I must have eaten my retainer. How did I not realize that I was swallowing? That's the only explanation I can think of. And at the risk of sounding way too personal, wouldn't I have realized it by now?
I don't know. What was it? Not a week and a half ago, I ate my crown off my tooth without realizing it.
A crown is small.
But how big is it?
I'm going to go ahead and say, how big is this?
Don't really guy measure.
You tell me. How big is this?
I would say that's about 2 inches.
Yeah, okay. So it's about a 2-inch piece of metal that was across the back of my teeth.
How thin?
Like a wire.
Oh, a 2-inch wire? Oh, yeah. You ate it. You ate it.
But it's sharp, and it's held in by cement. How did I not realize that it's gone? And it took me, like, I'm talking like hours to realize that what's different. Mm-hmm. What's something, why do I, it just feels weird behind my teeth. Oh, my God, my retainer's gone.
Uh-huh.
I looked around the couch. Uh-huh. I looked around the bathroom. Around my bed.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's in me.
I think you swallowed
it. I ate my retainer.
Oh, well,
who eats a dental device?
I did, so I guess.
But a piece of metal? When I was a little kid, I had a loose tooth I accidentally swallowed, and I cried for days because I didn't think the tooth fairy was going to come.
Yeah.
And I know where that tooth ended up. That's the thing. I share everything I know, but this is concerning
to
me.
You had to have eaten it. Just recently, what have you eaten that you were absolutely in love with and you were enjoying it so much that's all you were thinking about was what you were eating?
I think I know what it was. And it wasn't even like I enjoyed it that much. I love the story that you're planting, but it's not even that. I finally broke down last night because I don't even know what. And I ate one of my leftover stupid Charms Blow Pops from Halloween. I bet I cracked it when I ate that stupid thing. Because I can't wait for it to go to the gum part. I have to crack into it.
That's
what it was.
I bet it was.
I lost my retainer over a stupid Charms Blow Pop? What am I, 10? Think about that sentence just then that I just said. Would you picture a man in his 50s saying that sentence? I lost my retainer because I was sucking on a Charms Blow Pop. I'm sorry, you did what? Don't you have adult children, sir? Get out of my office. I'm very concerned, A, that I didn't realize I swallowed a piece of metal, and B, where is it?
We know where it is.
And C, what's going to happen when I figure out where it is?
Gosh. Please,
do
all
I have
nurses.
To go to a doctor? I'm not even joking. Do I have to go to a doctor for that? Only possible solution is that it's in me, and I swallowed it.
When you ate the gum and the blow pop, you knocked it right out, and it swallowed it right down.
Do you throw out the gum and the blow pop afterwards?
I spit it out, yeah.
Also, maybe it's in the blow pop.
It loses its flavor.
Yeah, maybe it's
in that gum, and you spit it out, and everything is fine.
Oh, for the love of God.
Please, and all nurses and doctors that are tempted to call right now and tell John horror stories, let's just
pump the brakes. No, call me with good stories, please. Like, this is going to be okay. Yes. It's not going to tear up your insides because there's a piece of metal inside you.
Yeah, I think you'll be okay.
Okay.
If you ate it last night, that means you haven't taken the garbage out, right?
No.
So you can check that when you get home. Sorry, I know that's what you wanted to spend your day doing. Going through the garbage.
Again, looking for my retainer. Like I'm a grade school kid.
Oh, my God. Only you.
Thank you. That's exactly my point.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, is Danny DeVito one of the sexiest bald men in the world? Well, I'll spare you the suspense. The answer is yes, and it's coming up in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. I am a wreck this morning. I shared earlier that I think I probably swallowed my retainer that's been in my mouth since I was a teenager. Just didn't even realize it. I just swallowed it.
It's also possible it's stuck in the gum that you spit out in the garbage, but...
Who eats a Charms Blow Pop? What am I, 10?
Anyway, Lisa is joining us, John, and she's a nurse, and she's got some advice for you.
Okay, Lisa, help me out, please.
All I'm saying is that if you go get an x-ray, which is a really easy thing to do, a piece of wire will show up. And if you do have a piece of wire, and if it is in your intestinal tract, you have a really good chance of puncturing your intestinal tract.
Great.
And you could die from it. And all I'm saying is just go get an x-ray. It's easy. It's not a big deal. You may have already passed it. But if you haven't passed it, it's an issue.
To go get an x-ray, there's walk-ins for that. We can get you set up with that after the show. You can just go walk in. It'll make you feel better.
I have to go now.
No, he
can't. Did you not hear what she just said? Did you not hear the sentence, you could die from this? Oh, but wait till after the show.
Yes. And I'm just here to tell you, John, that you will die. We will all die. But you can probably make it till you're done with the show.
She's saying we're all going to die eventually, honey. She's trying to be a little lighthearted about it.
Come on. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think you're going to make it to the end of the show, especially if you're not in pain. But,
well, I wasn't, but now I'm starting to think about it.
You do need to go.
My intestine's rupturing as we speak,
okay,
Tammy.
It is. Relax.
Probably.
She's being dramatic like you, John. She's poking at you.
Poking like that retainer inside my intestine.
I'm sorry.
So just go do a walk-in, get an x-ray. That'll show you. Then you know it's either in the trash or maybe it's in your sheets in your bed and you didn't look good enough.
There you go.
I could die.
Oh, you're not going to die. Stop.
You're not going to die today. I need you guys to play great country music because I'm driving to L.A.
See?
I'll hold off on the dying until it's more
yes.
convenient for everybody
yes.
else.
I appreciate it. That would be wonderful.
I appreciate it.
You know, if I do die on the air.
Oh, my
God. I mean,
God,
think about the story.
It would be a good story to tell.
I mean, we get some good press.
Oh, my God, Lisa.
And didn't Tammy say you have the best stories, you should write a book? We will amend the ending of your book and say, and he died on the air from a wire embedded. Yeah.
John, killed by a retainer. That's what a way to go. No, what a hero.
Yeah.
No, Lisa.
Have a good day, everybody. Thank you for playing. Have a good day. Oh, you will. You will.
Sure.
See, you'll be just fine.
Yes. Of course. Love calls that have the words, you could die from it.
If it is embedded, what they have to do to get it out. We'll cross that bridge later.
She is totally,
do you not understand, John? She is totally playing into you and the way that you react to things.
Timmy, I ate my retainer. Clearly, I don't understand.
You're going to be fine, but you do got to get an x-ray.
Okay, thank you, Lisa. I'm going to hang up because...
You swallow weird things all the time. You're going to be fine.
I'm starting. I think I have a fever.
Swallow weird things all the time.
I think I have a fever. Right. Oh, there we go. 833-287-1037. Hey, weirdest thing you swallowed. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show. Could you die? We'll find out on KSON.